Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I'm your host, Hannah Elise, and I have with me right now our very first guest of Digital Diary. Say hello. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. I'm Hannah's mom.
I was going to say, state your name, where you're from, any fun facts about yourself.
I'm Hannah's mom. That's my fun fact. Okay. That's my identity.
Please. Guys, I have my mom on the podcast today. I'm so excited. We didn't even plan this really in advance. Okay, first of all, you can hear it in my voice, I'm fucking sure. We're recording this the day after my Taylor Swift concert, my first one. MetLife Night One Eras Tour 2023 was the first time I went to see Taylor Swift. This was literally 24 hours ago, and obviously my voice is not doing well. But my mom is in town because we went to night one together. I'm also going tomorrow, night three. I'll do like another recap on the next episode. I asked her a couple days ago if she would want to be on the podcast while she's here, and she said, yeah.
Absolutely. So, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're the first guest. How do you feel about being the first guest?
I'm honored.
This is kind of fun. Like, this is kind of more fun with another person, I'm realizing.
It is fun.
I just sat here for like 5 minutes to watch the YouTube video on how to set up two microphones on GarageBand. So she has her own mic and everything. And this is so exciting. So welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Should we just like maybe go over like what we experienced last night first?
I mean, just last night or the whole day? It was a whole day.
It was
event.
A whole day affair.
It was. It started early in the morning.
Yeah.
And didn't end until 2:30.
2:30
in the morning.
In the next morning. So yesterday, it felt like prom. Like, it honestly felt like prom. You know when I would wake up at the ass crack of dawn on prom day and be so excited to like go get my hair done and get ready and all that? That's literally how it felt. We woke up, we went and met Anna for coffee because Anna came with us. We got coffee. We went back. We started getting ready with literally 3 hours to spare.
3 hours.
3 hours. And spoiler alert, we still were literally rushing to the very last minute.
Not we.
Sorry. No, not we. You're so right. Me and Anna and I. Mom literally was reading a book. Anna and I were literally in my room, like scrambling to get ready, to finish getting ready. We thought we had so much time because we literally had 3 hours, which in theory was enough time. But in practice, it wasn't. It was, we were scrambling and mom literally sat in here and opened up a book while we were getting ready.
I didn't want to get in the way. Because
you were ready so early. But we ended up, because we had our Uber called for one to take us over because we had VIP, so we had early entry into the concert, which was so nice. Like, we were able to get let in at 3. They ended up letting us in like 3:15, not 3, but it's fine. We left my apartment at 1. We got over there a little bit before 2. We just hopped in line, we waited. We got in at 3:10, 3:15, whatever. Went right to merch, got our merch, no problem. Literally got through checkout in 2 minutes. It was so nice. And then we had another like probably 45 solid minutes to like prance around the stadium and get food and drinks and water and use the bathroom and stuff before everyone else got in at 4:30, which was so nice.
It was a gorgeous day.
It was a beautiful day.
It was just
day.
Beautiful. We sat in the sun. I got a sunburn.
I got a boot tan.
She got a boot
tan.
I
have a cowboy boot tan halfway up my legs. But yeah, no, it was nice. I got burnt on my face even though I put on sunscreen. I got burnt. It's okay. It's fine. It wasn't too bad. It doesn't like hurt or anything. But it was such a nice day. It was like 70 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. There was like a light breeze.
Oh yeah.
It couldn't have been better.
We were lucky
girls
to have this.
Very lucky. Lucky girl syndrome was with us yesterday. So we got in, we kind of dicked around in the stadium until the show, really. Once people were getting in, like when it was getting closer to Taylor time, the place got packed. Like, it was like sardines on that floor.
It really was.
We went over to one of the stands because on the floor there were different stands for drinks and stuff. So Anna and I went over and we ended up meeting up with Amanda and her mom. And then I my mom was sitting at our seats, like holding down the fort.
I was holding down
while we were trying to get drinks before Taylor came on, and I wanted her to come meet Amanda and her mom, so I went and got her, and it literally took us like 10 minutes round trip for me to get from the freaking drink stand to our seats, which were not that far at all. Like, the drink stand was right behind our section, and it took me a solid 10 minutes round trip to get from the drink stand to our seats and back. So it was crazy, like packed like sardines. I mean, obviously there's 70,000 people. Our outfits were so cute, if I do say so myself. I made us matching jean jackets because The Best Day by Taylor Swift is like our song. And so I put, I had the best day on mine, and then I put on hers with you today. I put pictures on my Instagram. It's Hannah E, M-A-U-T-E on Instagram. I'll put it down in the show notes. I wish it was just Hannah Elise, like all my other social medias, but someone has Hannah Elise, so that's fine. I have to use my, whatever, my government name. But anyway, the pictures are on my Instagram, so you should, maybe I'll post them on the podcast Instagram, actually. I'll do that too. I'll put the podcast Instagram is Digital Diary Pod. I'll put both of them in the show notes if you want to go check both of them out. But you can see our jackets, and they were so cute. We got so many compliments.
Yeah, people loved them. We loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were perfect. It was giving, we were doing like debut era even, and
oh yeah. So very much debut era.
We were doing debut era.
We were so pure.
We were doing debut era with a sprinkle of Fearless. But only because The Best Day is on Fearless. Anyway, so that was that. That was fun. And then Taylor came on, and we had 3.5 hours of nonstop scream singing. We had crying. We were we had jumping. Falling over. I fell on the floor. I fell to my knees. If you didn't hear, MetLife Night One won the Eras Tour because we got Getaway Car. As one of our surprise songs, which is one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs ever. Like, literally top five in my favorites of all of her songs, which are a lot. She has a lot of songs. Top five for me. That was my dream surprise song.
I loved it.
And she started, she brought out Jackie Antonoff, and she goes, it starts with nothing, it starts in a getaway car, and I fell on the fucking floor. I don't even remember anything else.
That's good I got it on video then.
Yeah, she got it on video. Like, do you remember anything else about that moment when I was just on the floor?
There was just a lot of screaming. There was just a lot of excitement. Yeah. When you were on the floor, I knew you were okay. I panned over to make sure you were all right. And then I went back to Taylor.
I was
oh, she's fine.
You made sure I was conscious. And then everything was fine. Anyway, I wasn't fine mentally. It was crazy. So we got that, and we got Maroon, which I love Maroon so much. I'm just so happy. So much happened, MetLife Night One. So much freaking happened. We got so many surprises and new things. Ice Spice came out to do Karma at the end. Oh, my God. It was crazy.
Like, yeah, I kept wondering when it was going to end, and then another song would play. And then I thought it was over, and then another song would play.
She obviously doesn't have the set list memorized like the rest of.
I know. I had no idea what was coming next.
I knew Karma was the last song, but I wasn't entirely sure the order before Karma. But then when she brought out Ice Spice, I was like, okay, this is the finale. Like, this is it.
Well, I realized the finale once the fireworks went off and all of the confetti went flying.
Yeah, the confetti. Oh, my God. It was
wonderful. It was amazing. The energy was fantastic. I've never seen so many people in unison doing everything.
No, because it was... I don't even... Me and 70,000 of my closest friends.
That's how it felt.
That's literally how it felt.
It really did.
It was the greatest. I couldn't have asked for a better first Taylor Swift show. Like, there's no way. Like, I could not have asked for a better experience for my first ever Taylor Swift show.
I don't know how you top it.
You don't. Like, it had everything I could have wanted. Oh, my God. During All Too Well 10-minute version. You guys, I was a wreck. I was sobbing. I had tears, like actual tears running down my face.
No drama involved, of course, with Hannah.
Okay, but I was actually crying. Like, I wasn't just making that shit up. Like, I wasn't even forcing it. It just happened. It just was the effect of the song, of the environment. It was cathartic. It was literally therapeutic for me. So that was crazy. Everything was amazing. And then getting out of there was actually hell, I won't lie, but... We eventually got home at like 2 in the morning. It took us a solid 2 hours at least, actually over 2 hours to get home.
So it was a logistical nightmare.
It was a logistical, yeah, you're correct. It was a logistical nightmare.
But once we got in that Uber,
oh God,
it all was good. Oh, my God. He did great.
Yeah, I called, honestly.
Talk about a getaway car. I
got an Uber Black. It was Uber Black something. So it was like a step above even Uber Black. And I was like, who else is calling this right now? I was like, I don't care how much it is at this point. I want to go home. I want to go home. I need to sit down. I just went through so much emotionally. Mm-hmm. I need to go home. So I just called the damn Uber. And once we got in the Uber, we were good. Like, because we were sitting down. And that made things better. I went to sleep at like 3 a.m. I somehow fell asleep with my glasses on. Still. And
I rolled over in the middle of the night, saw her with her glasses on. I was so exhausted. The mother in me wanted to pull them off her face just to make sure nothing happened to them. But I was so tired, I just rolled back over. I'm like, she'll be fine.
She's like, all right, that's
she'll
fine.
She'll be fine. She's cool. In bed.
Yeah, I don't know how I fell asleep with my glasses on and then didn't move a muscle because they stayed on my face. Like, I didn't roll over or anything because they would have came off or something. Like, I would have felt them.
Yeah, you didn't move.
Anyway, so then I woke up this morning at noon. This morning. I woke up this afternoon at noon. And we went to brunch, and then we just kind of, I don't know. I was so lazy today because I'm just, like, so tired. My entire body hurts. Like, I felt like I got hit by a bus when I woke up. But I'm glad I had this day in between my first show and my other show because I would not have been able to do two in a row. There's just no way. I mean, especially considering I woke up at noon.
It wouldn't be fun if you had to do that.
No, I would have been, like, dragging myself to the... Well, I wouldn't have been dragging myself. Once I got there, I would have been overjoyed and it would have taken over. But yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So that's a little recap on the spiritual experience we had. Do you think it was life-changing?
I thought it was absolutely the best day.
Do you feel it has altered the course of your life?
Well, I can't go that deep.
I would unequivocally say it has altered the course of my life.
Yes. It's a wonderful, wonderful memory. I'm so glad we have a lot of it on video. It was a hoot.
Listen, half the videos are me just screaming. Scream singing off key because I was so excited. So I don't know. I'm going to try and salvage as much of it as I can. But I don't know. It's so cringe. But it's also like, what was I going to do? Not sing? At the top of my lungs?
I think you have to.
You have to. There's no other way.
If you know a song as well as you know all the songs, right? You gotta belt them out.
Exactly.
Just because you... I mean, I think you have a good voice, though, actually.
Bitch!
No, you do. You have a really nice
bitch,
voice.
Bitch, don't lie to the people!
She doesn't try, though. When she's very excited, she'll just scream.
No, me when I lie right now. Me when I lie.
No, you always have had a good
okay,
voice.
Okay, you're gassing me for the people, but they're gonna think... They're gonna start being like, you should sing. Girl,
I'm not saying
no.
Go on tour.
I'm not saying sing ever in public. I can't be doing that.
You don't.
Never that. Well, listen, no. When it's a concert, all bets are off. It all goes out the table. There's no way. Like, I can't think about, like, staying on key. Because it's hard to stay on key and project. Like, I'm trying to sing at the top of my lungs. And there's no, like, keys involved in that. It's all just one. No.
It's called a scream.
It's just yelling. So that's what was happening. But I honestly feel like there's no other way to do it. So I don't regret a second of it because it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. 3.5 hours straight of singing Taylor Swift bops with Taylor herself.
Mm-hmm.
That girl can put on a show.
That was absolutely
She
fantastic.
Is a performer. She is
It was.
An icon. She has changed the world. Charlie, what are you agreeing?
She was.
She was like meowing when I was saying that. She was like, yes, girl. Thank you for the support from the peanut gallery.
We got all the girls in the room
all
today.
All the girls are here. This is a girls' affair. Anyway, so that's a little...
A little long recap, yes.
A little long. I don't do any... Nothing I say is long story short.
Short.
It's
no,
long
nothing
story
concise.
Long.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's why I have a podcast. And at this point, this is the 21st episode, so I feel as though we should... know this by now. But it's like when I'm talking about something like this, you can't skip out on the details because this was such a magical experience that I need to have this episode in the world forever so I could listen back and be like, oh my God.
We did that.
I recorded this the day after, like the greatest experience of my life. And obviously you can hear it in my freaking voice. Besides that, I didn't want to just make the episode about Taylor Swift. I wanted to do a little Q&A with my mom. So I asked y'all to ask some questions for us on the podcast Instagram. As I said, Digital Diary Pod. And I thought it would be fun to answer them together just about our relationship and having a close relationship with your mom. Like, I literally tell her everything, and I have told you everything for
pretty much that I can't imagine not knowing more.
I don't remember when I started telling you everything, but like, she knows everything. She knows about me is against her will. I said that the other day. Like, I just say everything. You're probably like, I don't need to know all this, honestly.
Hannah texts me everything too.
I do.
During the day.
All the time.
During the workday.
I'll send like 15 texts in a row. It'll be the most boring rant. I'll be like, I'm peeing right now.
And that's true. That's exactly what she does. I do send,
like, I'll be like, I'll take like a selfie as I'm peeing. I'll be like, peeing.
So I'll send her a little emoji with the eyes rolled up. That's like my answer.
She's like, great. Or she's like, glad.
Thanks
you know,
for sharing.
Happy for you. Thanks for sharing.
Good for you.
Right. No, it's even like, I tell her everything. So I thought it would be fun to answer these questions, do a little mother-daughter episode. So let's just get started.
Let's
do it. Go through the questions. I got so many. So many as always. Y'all are the best. I'm going to pick a few. So our first question is, y'all's relationship is so cute. Have you guys always been super close?
Oh my gosh, she's my girl.
Period.
She's my girl.
Period.
From the moment she was born, my girl. People will tell you, like, Hannah was consoled by me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why. But that's just the way it's always been.
I'm a mama's girl.
She really is.
And I really always have been. I can't really think of a time we weren't. We've never not been close.
I mean, when you were tiny, I was fortunate enough to be staying at home.
Yeah.
While you were little. I didn't work outside the house at that point.
Right.
So I spent every waking hour, sleeping hour. I mean, she was the focus of my energy.
And it shows because I'm an attention whore.
But
I was just so used to having constant attention.
You did have constant attention.
And now I just need constant attention. So that's why I'm a content creator.
It was her and I all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would wake up in the middle of the night because I would hold her all day long. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, where's my baby? Well, she was in her crib. But I woke up and I'm like, where is she?
As if I disappeared into thin air. Yeah. I don't know. Even when I was a teenager, I know that sometimes when you're a teenager, people will be like, when you're a teenager, you like are bitchy to your mom. Like, even if I was bitchy sometimes, like, we were never not close.
No, because I know Hannah, and I know where she's coming from.
Did we fight when I was a teenager?
No.
Not really.
No, we don't fight.
I can only think of like maybe once or twice that we ever like.
Well, there were some times where you felt your mouth was overtaking the whole situation, and I had to mouth back at you. But that was very rare.
Very rare.
Very, very rare.
Yeah. Which I'm grateful for, because I know, like, I don't know. I couldn't imagine not having the close relationship that I have with you.
I mean, Hannah's a bestie to me, but I'm still her mom. You know, I'm the mom, and I'm not here to blow smoke up Hannah's ass. You know,
yes, you are.
What I'm here is, you know, you have to guide them, and that's what it's about. It's about being very close and loving, but it's also I'm the parent, and you know, and this is right, and this is not right, and it's not that I didn't let Hannah make her own mistakes, because sometimes you have to do that. I would never let her do something that would harm her.
No, I think that,
like, you can't go play in traffic.
No,
but sometimes I'd have to let her make her own mistakes and feel the pain.
And I'm glad that you did that, because I feel like I'm a very learn by doing person. I can't, if you tell me something's not good for me, I don't give a fuck.
Nope, she has to feel it.
I have to do it myself and like come to it on my own.
It's painful.
It's painful to watch. You had to watch me do it with every relationship, friendships, everything. Like, I was going to do it either way. And you kind of like caught on to that so early that you were just like, all right, do it.
Yeah, but I know you, Hannah.
I know. And I would do it. And then I'd be like, damn, you were right. That's the problem. No, that's the problem. It's like, you've been right about almost everything.
Oh, she says almost.
Almost. No, maybe 90%. I can't think of specific things right now that you weren't right about, but I'm sure there has to be something. You can't remember
everything. Not right about everything. Absolutely not. No.
But
I can only give you the benefit of my experience.
Well, I feel like 9 times out of 10, I would do something and then, like, do something that you said would end a certain way. And I'd be like, no, it won't. And then I did it. And then it did. And I was like, oh, fuck, how did you know? I was like, how did you know?
I don't even know.
You always ended up being right about people too. You're like, oh, I don't feel like with who was it that you were like, I don't think that. Oh, I can't mention this one's name on the pod. If it was Johnny, y'all already know I would tell you.
Aww.
Because I aired that out in episode 20 another time. You said like, I don't think this is gonna work out. And in the back of my mind, like while the whole situation was happening, I was like, no way. Like, yeah. No way.
Well, sometimes parents can interfere.
Yeah. Right.
In a relationship.
And yeah. You never did that for me. You never interfered. You said you thought that it wouldn't work, but you didn't stop me from continuing. I found out on my own that it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
If you would have been like, you are not allowed to see him ever again, I would have done it anyway.
Oh, I know.
So it's like you knew, and that was one of the first times I feel like you actually voiced to me that you thought that it wasn't going to work out. Like, I'm sure you thought that about others.
There haven't been that many.
I know, but like, I know, but none of them have worked out.
For whatever reason.
For so many reasons.
For various reasons.
But like, I feel like that one got to a point where it was so bad. That you said something. Like, you said that you didn't feel like it was going to work out. So I feel like for it to get to that point, it had to have been. Like, you just usually didn't say anything about it.
There had to have been one.
How the hell did we get on this topic?
I don't know, but let's move on.
The question was if we've ever been super close.
But this is all part of being super close.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she knew everything. That's why I feel like she was able to even, first of all, come to the assumption that it wasn't going to work out. Second of all, tell me that.
Yeah, because I know you so well.
Yeah. And you knew the situation. You knew everything that was going on and everything that had gone on. So you knew the entire history, every single detail.
Yeah, sometimes it would make my ears bleed.
Like, if you didn't know the whole story. Charlie's chewing on the cord. If you didn't know the whole story, maybe you would have been like, oh. Like, you would have thought differently, but you literally knew every detail. And she knew every detail since, like, my Johnny era. Mm-hmm. I told her everything. Like,
oh yeah, I remember.
So do I.
I remember.
That was crazy. That was one of that is like seared into my brain. Okay. So, this is a good one. Charlie, get the fuck down. Miss Charlie wants to be onto podcast.
She's gonna step.
Charlie, here, you want to say something to the people? She's not talking. This one says to your mom. How did it feel when Hannah moved out to go to New York?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was so excited for her. I was apprehensive for her. But I think there was more of the possibilities that could come from the move. I knew it was something she needed to do because she, you know, it's always been a dream. And you have to follow your dreams. And if there's anything her that her dad and I can do to help her achieve them, we will do that. So that was one of the things that she said she wanted to do. And we were like, okay, you know, what's the steps that you need to take to get there? And she would list them out because she's very good at that. She has her lists of things. And we just sort of followed her. You know, I think it's just all a process. You know, you're going to get where you need to be. I think you are where you should be right now.
Yeah.
And you've made a lot of great friends. And had you not been here, you wouldn't have had that opportunity. And you just never know in life where places and people can take you.
Yeah. I know you, like, my dad really likes the city, and you don't, like, not that you don't like it, but you just don't like it as much as he does.
Yeah.
And he, my dad is a lot more comfortable, I feel like, in the city. Like, he just kind of really embraces it. So, did you feel like, were you, like, worried or, like, nervous?
Sure, I worry about you every day. I think that's just me being a mom. Okay. And I don't know, it's not, it's anywhere you live,
yeah,
a mom will worry. Anywhere you go. As in, you know, a big city will add a little extra to the anxiety.
It does that for me, too.
I know. But you know what? You have to just be aware of where you are and your surroundings and take your precautions and live your life.
I think I'm pretty good at that.
I think you are very good at that. Yes, you are. I
think I'm pretty, like, aware.
I think you're very aware. If you weren't, then
I'd be more worried if I were you.
And it's not that it stops me from worrying. It's just that I can't spend the days doing that.
Right.
And it doesn't make sense to.
True. You can't live
your
life
to take
like
the opportunities that, you know, you're creating for yourself here and go with it. So,
you know, you can't live your life just worried about if something's going to happen.
If it could possibly happen.
As Colin said the other day, I can't live my life like that. I can't live my life like that. And Colin's coming to live here with me, so how do you feel about that?
I'm so excited for him. I think that it's going to be a great experience
both
for
both of
you. Both
of your kids
going
to be in New York City.
I know, but I think you need to take the opportunity to be together and get to know each other, like, on such a different level. You're siblings, but you're adults now. I mean, he's got a year to go in college, and he's going to be graduated and hopefully on his way.
Yeah.
So you're on different stages of life, and so, you know, you're not under our roof anymore as brother and sister. You're under your own. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you make your own rules. But I think he could be a great asset to you in this space for six weeks is a long time.
Seven.
Okay, you're right. It is 7 weeks. He only works 6 weeks. There's like a week in between where it's a vacation.
I know. We're going to have to freaking do something.
So I really think that you two could do so much good together. I know it's a tiny apartment, but I think you can make it work. You just got to relax and breathe.
I'm going to be excited to have a companion, I think, to like do stuff with. And I know he's excited.
Oh, the opportunity for him to be in, to
New
be
York
here
City.
With you.
Yeah.
It's
just good that I live here.
He's so grateful that you're doing this. I'm so grateful that you're giving him the opportunity. Hannah, how could he ever do this if it wasn't for you?
That's true.
We can't send him to New York City on an internship. Like, how are we going to pay for an apartment or whatever?
Right. It's so convenient that I do. It is convenient that I live here.
Completely convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for, you know, allowing him to do this.
Aww. Well, now both of your kids will be here.
Yes, which is a little extra anxious.
Will you feel better that we're together or more nervous that we're both here?
I think I'm going to feel better that you're together, but you need to teach him.
I will.
How to be aware in New York City.
I think he's going to listen to me more than he listens to you.
I agree.
No offense.
No, I don't take offense. I hope he does.
This is a good one. What are your thoughts on Hannah's coffee addiction, and are you addicted too?
Oh, that's hilarious. I am not addicted to coffee. I am a decaf girl if I have coffee at all. Although I love coffee. I love the flavor of coffee.
I just find it crazy that you... Like, I obviously enjoy the taste of coffee because I drink multiple every day. But I feel like the caffeine part is like half of it for me.
Yeah, I don't do well with a lot of caffeine.
You just enjoy the taste of coffee.
I just enjoy the taste, and caffeine and I don't get along really well. So for Hannah to be able to function with the caffeine intake, I don't know what to say about her caffeine intake. She seems to be okay. I don't know if it adds to her anxiety or not. Maybe she should try not having caffeine and see what that does.
That's a no from me, dog. Okay. Thank you, though.
Well, see, there you go.
I feel like I'm interviewing you because a lot of these questions are for you.
Well, I am here to
but it is kind of fun. This next one, someone asked, does OCD run in your family?
Yes, OCD. And yes, my goodness, I can remember being young and the things that I used to have to do.
Oh,
I used to have to walk up a couple steps and walk back a couple steps.
Oh, they know all about mine. Like
I used to have to touch a light switch before I walked out the door.
Guys, this is the first I'm hearing of this.
Yeah, I mean, but it wasn't something that I don't think back then for us, it was something that we analyzed, that we, you know, it wasn't in the forefront of, you know, topics.
Right.
The way it is today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, and there's still things today that I think I do OCD wise. And I'm like, Michelle, that's so silly, you know, but I will literally do them because they're little. And I'm like, okay, well, it's just a little thing.
That's literally what I said in the last episode. Like, it's easier to do the thing than to worry about the thing that could happen if I don't do it. Like, the thing my OCD is telling me is gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just touch something three times than have someone die.
Right.
And like, it's easier to just do this.
And as much as you know rationally that that's not gonna happen, it's just the talk inside your head.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, we do have things like that, you know?
Do you think it's like a good thing that it's more talked about now and like normalized?
Yeah, I do. Of course.
Like, when you were younger, what was it like? Like, did you just not say anything?
I didn't say anything, but it wasn't something that I felt impeded my day.
Oh.
Like, I didn't feel so overcome by anxiety. I didn't feel overcome by, you know, the repetitive things I thought I needed to do to get from one step to the next.
Yeah.
So I don't think that it was a severe situation that stopped, you know, my progress or...
Yeah.
So, but for everything these days to be talked about as much as it is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad because now at least I know I'm not the only person.
Right.
Who's like this. Well, even just with my friends, like we talk so openly. I'm happy that I'm growing up in that environment.
Yeah. And so there's therapy there too.
Yeah, I know.
Free therapy.
Yeah. And I also need actual therapy as well. Oh, going off of this, is it hard having a kid that suffers mentally?
Yes. It is, because, you know, they're part of you and it's your heart. And when you see, you know, your little one, they're always little ones to you, but
your little 24 one.
Yes, that's right. Suffering and struggling, and you do everything you can to help, but there's a space where you can't go and they're there. And so you don't know how to get to them.
Ew, I'm going to cry.
Don't cry. Don't make me cry. I'm not supposed to cry.
Why did I ask this question?
Ask me some
half. Sorry. I'm but sorry. No. My God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard because they're yours. They're part of you.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Okay.
More upbeat. What was it like seeing your daughter make a living thanks to YouTube?
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, I remember... on the way to church one morning, this was before you really were into any YouTube thing, I think. And you were talking about YouTube and how you could, you know, actually earn some income or, you know. And I was like, what? Like, are you kidding me? Like, and she got really mad at me.
Did I really?
Wait, yeah, what? You got really mad at me for, I guess, voicing my, what's the word I'm looking for? Like
hesitation.
Yeah, I guess maybe something like that, or like what reservation? Like, Hannah, what are you thinking? And she's like, "Yeah, Mom, you can. Yeah, it's people do this, and why can't I?" Basically, is what she's telling me.
When was this?
I don't even remember.
This was before I started. You said,
I think,
or had I already started? No, because when I first started, I didn't know you could make money.
Maybe it wasn't about making money. Maybe it was just about doing it. I don't know what the whole thing was.
Or like people were like doing this. Like,
yeah, maybe it's just the fact that people were doing it.
And like becoming successful from it.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. If it's still new now, like it was even newer.
Exactly.
So.
And so we had no idea. And I didn't realize, really, that you could... And when I say influence, I mean I mean it in a good way. I mean put out your whatever you're going to talk about and have people resonate with it. And so it's almost like another form of therapy for people. If they enjoy what you're doing and what you're saying and they want to follow you on your journey, it just brings them along and it might help them in a certain way. And I didn't realize you could actually be that for somebody.
Me neither.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that either.
Until people start saying, Hannah, thank you for doing
what you're doing. And even that, like, I don't even internalize. Like, I don't understand. Like, I can't grasp it. Mm-hmm. Even when I have people come up to my face and tell me to my face, I'm still like, there's literally no way this actually is a thing.
Yeah.
I just don't
So you never know how you can positively impact somebody's
life. It's just because I see myself the same as I always have. I just don't, like, it doesn't register for me that people actually watch and listen. Like, when people tell me how much they love the podcast and they listen to the, like, to every episode, I'm like, what? I'm like, why?
I was going to say why, but I was not going to say that.
Damn.
No, it's not because they shouldn't. I'm just saying.
Like, why? Like, you do? Mm-hmm. Every time they're like, I live watch your videos. I'm like, really? That's always my response is, really?
Yeah.
Because I don't, I can't.
It's, like, a pleasant surprise.
It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I still don't understand. Because you see a number, but I don't actually grasp how many people that really is. And then I, even when I have people come up to me and say that they love my videos to my face, I'm like, wait, really? Like, you know, you watch me?
Yeah, and people around the world comment.
Yeah, which is insane.
It's insane.
I just, I don't know. I that wasn't even my goal when I started.
No.
Mm-mm. My goal was to... Oh, and I've mentioned 100 times my American Girl Doll channel.
I loved your American Girl Doll channel. That
I
started
because I wanted to make a YouTube channel when I was a kid.
Yeah, I wouldn't let her.
Yeah, I, like, came... What was the conversation? I don't even remember. Like, when I came to you and I was like, I want to make YouTube videos.
Oh, I don't know, but I just didn't want your face out there for anything.
Yeah.
So she made 10 American Girl Doll videos, which are fabulous.
They are fabulous.
They are fabulous videos. They're still up. I'm so proud of her. Like, she started doing that on her own.
And it was so fun.
Yeah.
And then I stopped.
Yeah.
And then got back into it in college.
Well, that was for your mental health.
I know it was.
She started her YouTube channel for her mental health.
I did start for her mental health because I needed an escape so bad. And I just remembered how much I loved doing it when I was a kid. And that's why I was like, I'm just, whatever.
And by that time, you were 18. I said, if you want to do your own thing, do your own thing. Go for it.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want to do.
Like, that wasn't even a question at that point. Mm-mm. But anyway, I keep forgetting what the questions are because we just
don't stay on topic.
Okay. Somebody asked, how do you have such a close relationship? My mom and I don't at all.
Oh, well, I am sorry to hear that. How do we have such a close relationship? Gosh, I don't know. The only thing I do know is that I have a close relationship with my mom. And I don't know if maybe that allowed me to be just a different kind of mom when it was, you know, when Hannah was a baby. Like I said, it's her and I. And my focus was always on taking care of, teaching, playing with, singing and dancing. And so I just,
which is where I get my obnoxious singing and dancing at concerts now.
But I gotta tell you that, you know, when people are like, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, I always thought I was going to be a nurse, to tell you the truth. And I went to nursing school for 2.5 years, and then I was 2.5 years into it and I thought, I don't think actually that's really for what me. I need to do.
It's not for me.
So I did end up graduating from college with a degree in biology. But I wanted to be a mom. Like, I wanted to have the family. That was what I wanted. I wanted to have children. I wanted to be the mom. I wanted to have the dinners every night. I wanted to take them to their activities. And then when they got older, I'd get myself back in the workforce and, you know, I'd whatever. But see, that was always my end goal and end game for me. So when Hannah came along, it was like, woohoo, here's my prize. And so I poured everything. Woo-hoo! Seriously, I poured everything that I wanted into her. So I think I came from a point where I knew I wanted to be a mom.
Yeah. And also, I know this question was for both of us. Yeah. How do I have such a close relationship? I think a big part of it, too, is just that I tell you everything because you have, like, created a space where I felt comfortable telling you everything. Mm-hmm. I never felt like I was going to be met with, if I told you something, like, you always encouraged me to tell the truth. Like, whether it was something you wanted to hear or not, or if it was a good thing or not, you always just wanted to hear the truth and that it was going to be fine. So, like, I felt comfortable telling the truth knowing that, like, I'd rather you know what's going on in case something were to go wrong. Absolutely. I guess I've always literally thought about, like, what if this goes wrong? From so, I don't even know the time I didn't think like that. But I wanted someone to know what was actually going on in case something went wrong. Mm-hmm. And then when you knew the truth about stuff and something did go wrong, mm-hmm. I didn't have to, like, call you up and be like, hey, so remember how I lied to you about this? Mm-hmm. Actually, this is what's going on. And now I'm also in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You already knew because you created the space that I felt comfortable. And I know not everyone has that and feels comfortable telling their parents things and the truth, like the truth, because sometimes it's met with worse than if they were to lie. Like it's,
yeah,
like telling the truth is like they get like yelled at for that or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was like your thing was, as long as you tell me the truth, I can, like, we can work with that.
You have to have that in a relationship with,
yeah,
with your, you know, everybody, anybody, really, especially your children. You have to know that they have to know that they can come to you with anything, mm-hmm. and you can work it out together.
Yeah. And like, it was just the truth. That we would go from there, whatever it was.
Right.
It was never like, if you tell me the truth, like, you're going to be so in trouble and I'm going to be so mad at you. Like, even if you were mad at me, you didn't even tell me in the moment if I told you the truth about something and it was, like, bad. Like, you weren't like, oh my God, you're so stupid. You were like, okay, here's what, like, let's figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah, I think it's more about making sure that you're okay. Like, if something would go wrong, my first question would be, are you okay? Physically, are you okay?
Yeah.
And when I would hear I'm okay, then it's like, okay,
right,
I can handle anything.
Right.
We can handle it.
Is there anything I, like, major secret or something I kept from you? Like, there's not. Even if you didn't know in the moment, you know. Like, I've told you since.
Uh-huh.
There's literally nothing I can think of.
Uh-huh.
That I've, like, kept. What? That's the thing. Like, that relationship and that trust and the comfort of telling the truth and just honesty being the most important thing was cultivated at such a young age, mm-hmm. that's just what I know. So I've just kept that. And I just feel comfortable with that. So I know that a lot of people don't have that, which makes me sad. Yeah. Because I feel like that is one of the biggest and most important parts of why we're so close. Because I just feel comfortable telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Like, telling the truth is...
It's actually so much easier just to tell the
truth. It is. It really, like, it's so much easier to
one
tell the truth than, like,
another.
Some elaborate ass. Not that I'm saying I would tell the truth immediately every single time, because that's not true either. Like, I would maybe sometimes... The truth would come out of my mouth eventually. Even if I lied at first, I'd be like, nah, I'm lying. Like, I lied. Like, to be honest, this is what actually is going on.
She's such a good kid. We really did not have, like, major...
Well...
Come on. Honestly.
I mean, it could have been worse.
Yes.
It definitely could have been worse. Yeah. It could have been better, but it also could have been worse. So it's fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my answer, is just that I've always felt comfortable telling the truth. So I think that's, like, literally the most important part. And I feel like that's also why now, like, telling the truth is so important to me in every type of relationship.
Yeah.
Because if I can't just be dead ass honest with you and straight up, like, I am so straight up with people, sometimes to a fault. Like, I just really say everything because I'm like, I'd rather it all be out there and you to know, like, this is my truth, mm-hmm. than for me to keep something and have, you know, mm-hmm. it's just, I like to put everything out on the table. And as I've grown up, I realize not everyone is like that. So it's not always received the same way that it was received by you, because with you, it was like, just tell me the truth and we can work with that. Mm-hmm. And now either people, I will do that for people, but they won't tell me the truth. I'm like, it's so easy. Like, if I just know the truth, then we can figure it out. But the trouble comes with the lying.
Yeah, it does. I feel like I have a lot of patience.
Yeah, you do.
I work from a
you
position.
You have so much patience.
I do. I give people the benefit of the doubt a lot.
You are, like, the most patient person I know, for sure. That definitely factors in. Like, I guess other people, like, no, I don't know anyone as patient as you.
I can find usually a calm space to work from.
Yeah. It's crazy because you're like that and I'm the complete opposite. How did that happen?
It's your DNA, it's my dad. Honey. It's your DNA. Where do you think I practice all my patience?
He's going to be like, you bitches.
I try to draw from a calm
You
inside.
Are a very calming person.
I try to be.
Yeah, you are. You are.
It's energy that you put out to people.
Period.
It's important.
Oh, someone said I don't look like you. You said she doesn't look like her mom.
You're kidding.
Someone said that.
You don't know how many people tell us how much we look alike.
Well.
That's a very
that's,
out of the ordinary.
That's a controversial opinion. I don't think I look like either of you.
Yeah, when you were a tiny little girl, you looked just like your dad.
See, I don't know.
And I was like, what?
I but just, you like, did. Wasn't there for that, so I don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't have.
But anyway, that's besides the point. Uh-huh. I keep a lot. One that I'm seeing a lot is like our favorite memory together.
Oh. Well, you know what? I guess one of the more recent ones as you've been older is when we went to California together.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. And the little Airbnb.
Oh, my God. Hannah wanted to go to L.A. And she says, Mom, you want to go? And I'm like, actually, yeah, I'd love to. But, you know, it's not something I can just pick up and think about doing. I don't know. I just am more calculated about things. And Hannah's just like, let's go.
Yeah, I wanted to go. So I was like, we're going.
So she did. She created this, you know, itinerary, what she wanted to do, where she wanted to go. She found the Airbnb.
It was very loose itinerary.
Yeah, that's
true.
There
were a couple things, but we picked, like, the Airbnb we were in was just the cutest thing.
It was adorable. We had so much fun.
So much fun.
We walked up to the top of the Hollywood sign.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That was so cool.
Dude, and I did it in Air Forces for what reason? I don't think I understood that it was going to be an actual, like, I mean, it wasn't a hike, like crazy, but it was
it
definitely
was
more than
what you
a leisurely stroll.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was awesome.
It was.
And we went to, what, Santa Monica?
Yeah. And we went to the Warner Brothers studio.
Warner Brothers studio was
we did
so
the Friends.
Much fun.
We saw a bunch of Friends things.
Yes.
And Harry did. Potter.
Oh, that was so cool.
And we went and we sat on the Friends. I think it's the Friends couch because it's the one at Warner Brothers studio. But like there's 100 like
I was gonna
that
say,
claim
they're
the Friends couch. So like what is the truth?
I don't know.
I got her a Central Perk mug.
I had my own mug.
At Warner Brothers in California and it broke.
Yeah.
It broke. So now we have to go back.
Mm-hmm. That was a great trip.
It was
so much fun. I had never been there. So it was like a first time thing for me.
Yeah.
And
that was so cool.
It was. So that was a lot of fun.
You got to meet my managers.
Oh, that was so neat too.
Yeah. And we went to YouTube and we had a meeting.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Because I was literally so hyped up on caffeine.
You were. And
then I don't remember any of it.
Then you ran into a girl that was
I ran into a YouTuber that I had watched for freaking years.
Oh, my gosh.
And I ran into her as I was going into the meeting, and she was, for some reason, coming out of the building. And I was like, oh, my God. Like
Hannah was hyperventilating.
I was hard. I was starstruck. I was literally hyperventilating.
She was.
The coffee just definitely didn't help.
Yeah. We went to Venice that day. Venice Beach or whatever. And you were not
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
Yeah, we went to Venice and we went to like little
some Italian cute little Italian
we went
restaurant.
To, yeah, whatever the like Venice canals.
Oh,
of,
the canals, yeah.
Of LA. We went to this cute little Italian restaurant. I couldn't even eat because I was so sick. From freaking caffeine. And this is crazy because my caffeine tolerance is so high, but it's because I had cold brew. Like I had multiple cold brews, and cold brew is what will do it to me. I don't drink cold brew on the daily. But yeah, that was like dreadful. But everything else was so fun. Okay, now I got to think of mine. It's hard because I have recency bias. So I would literally say yesterday.
You can say yesterday.
Oh, no. I know it. It's, I think, when I was moving in and you stayed the whole week with me.
That was a great week.
And we just did so much stuff. We went to Wicked. We went to see Wicked for the first time. So when I moved to New York, we moved me in on a weekend, my whole family, and then my mom stayed with me that whole following week and just helped me to like set stuff up and buy groceries and buy other stuff and like build some of my furniture and get my apartment starting to be in order and just get my bearings and stuff. And we went to see Wicked for the first time, which was spiritual. because it was right after I moved. So like hearing Defying Gravity after I'd moved and had this huge life change it changed the course of my, like, that literally changed the trajectory of my life. Listening to that song, like, I cried.
She did.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And I think I loved watching Sweet Life. Oh my God. The Secret Life of the American Teenager on the floor, on our laptop, on like a moving box, and like laying on like an air mattress on the floor while we were setting stuff up and eating dinners, like on like our plates on moving boxes on the floor. Because he didn't have anything set up. But it was so fun.
It really was.
It was so fun.
I was so happy to be here.
That whole week was so nice. Like, I don't even know what I would have done if I was just by myself.
Yeah.
Having you there was so helpful. And we went grocery shopping and for the first time and tried to get some of my basics down, I guess. And
we hauled the air conditioner up
my apartment. And it was like 70 pounds, bro.
70?
I think. That's what it said on the box.
Seemed more like 700.
It felt like 700. I remember she looked at me at one point. We were like halfway up and she looks at me and she goes, she goes, is this hell? She says this between like pants, like you're panting.
We couldn't
sweat dripping down your face. And you're like, is this hell?
It was.
You said it so serious too.
It was
too.
The worst.
It was horrid. It was so bad.
Two of us. But we did it.
We did it somehow. I don't know how.
One freaking step at a time.
It was a really painful experience.
Yeah.
But it's fine. We did it. Like, we unrolled my rug. We built my furniture.
You built the furniture. I just watched
you.
Yeah,
so fair. I did. What the hell were you doing when I was building my furniture?
I don't know.
Oh, I think you were cooking at one point.
I did do that.
She made us some food. I love it when she's here because she's so helpful. I told her this earlier. She will, like, wash my dishes and she'll prepare some food or she'll take out the trash or she'll take down my recycling.
I do. But you know what? My mom always did that stuff for me when she came over to my house. Like anything
so nice.
Out of, she just would clean it up.
Because it's so helpful. Because it's like, I will put that shit off for so long. Because I'm like, I just don't have the energy to do it. And then you just do it. And I'm like, wow.
It's really not that big
of
a deal.
I know it's not that big of a deal. But sometimes I'm like, I can't. Mm-hmm. So having someone else just do it.
Yeah.
Without asking is so nice. That's one of my favorites. That's like probably my favorite.
Mm.
And then yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. That was like a historical event last night. Seriously. And to be able to do that the whole day. Really.
It was the whole day.
It was the whole day.
I think it was just the whole day. We made great memories.
And even the night before, like going to Ruby Rosa was so fun.
Yeah.
And like we made bracelets.
Yes, we did.
On the floor. And I made our jackets. Like, I don't know. The whole experience.
I think that's what it is. Not just one concert.
But even the 3 hours of the show was like, Jesus.
Three and a half.
Mm-hmm. Was like out of body experience. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing was like top tier memory. Core memory.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. I'm going to end on this one.
Okay.
This is a question for you. What is the most important thing you hope Hannah learned from you?
Oh, geez. You should have given me this earlier so I could think about it. I think to give herself grace as she's learning and growing and changing, that she can't know everything all at once, that you can't be perfect at everything when you first try it. I always say these days, perfection is God's work. I strive for excellence.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I have to learn my own lesson because I am a perfectionist.
Yeah, me too.
And so she definitely gets that from me.
Yeah, thanks.
I would say.
Thanks for that.
What was the question again?
The biggest thing that you hope I learned from you.
I think also to give other people grace because we're all in it together. And we're all trying to just, you know, make it through. Give things time. Well, your grandfather always had his priorities. So God, family.
Penn State.
Work.
Oh.
What was the last?
Oh, Penn State.
Oh, Penn State's definitely up there in the top five. God, family, work, friends. But, you have to have priorities in life. And I think keeping in that line will serve you well in everything that you do.
What? No, that's good. I don't know what to say.
Is there anything else?
I don't know. That was a great answer. Uh-huh. I just don't know how to like conclude after that. Like, what do I say? Like, thanks. Cool. See you guys. That's all, folks.
Thanks. It's been fun.
It's been fun. I hope you all enjoyed. This was like the most fun I've had recording.
Well, it's fun to bounce things back
it
and
is.
Forth.
I totally get now why people do podcasts with other people. Like, that's the most me acting like I've just come to a revolutionary discovery in my life, as if this isn't something that people do for a reason, because it's fun. You can bounce things off. Anyway, I'm happy that you were my first guest.
Oh, I am so happy that
this
I was
is your history guest. On this podcast.
I know. Not I that love it.
I'm acting like it's really that deep. But I mean, I've never had a guest, so.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for coming on.
I've had a great time.
I'm so happy that you decided to share.
Anytime. Invite me back. We'll do it again.
Invite me back. No, I'll let you know. I'll let you know. If like, y'all want, let me know how we feel.
Oh, that's true. They might not want me to.
Yeah. Did you want her back? I'm just kidding.
Maybe not.
I'm just kidding.
You're like, oh, not her again.
No, literally.
So long-winded.
Please. No, please. They're like,
I have places to go.
No, seriously. No. Well, I had fun.
Me too.
I hope you guys had fun listening. I hope you got to know a little bit more about me, had some laughs, some smiles, maybe learned something, I don't know, took something away from this, and I had fun. I know I did. So
me too.
All right, that is it for today's episode of Digital Diary. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. I'm going to go see Taylor Swift again tomorrow, and I will do a little recap of that on next week's episode, because I'm definitely not going to record again before. I don't even know when I'm going to have like a voice again after tomorrow so that I can form words, because hopefully this wasn't too annoying, like me having absolutely no voice, but what was I going to do? I was working with what I have. Thank you again for listening. If you've made it to this point, you're a real one and you're the best. I appreciate you. I know, Charlie. Charlie's like, can you guys hurry it the fuck up? Like, I'm trying to go to bed. She's like, it's past my bedtime. I know.
I told you.
I know. What are you meowing at? What's going on?
What are you looking at?
I know. I hate it when she stares into the abyss and just meows. Mm-hmm. It really makes me nervous. Anyway, all right. That's it. Thanks for listening. I will catch you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.